This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Another day of testimony in the January 6th hearings. The select committee brought more people on the stand. More evidence was produced. What were the highlights? What do we need to know? Thankfully, we have Steve Futterman from CBS News to update us. Steve, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be with you.
Thank you. What stood out? What were the moments? Were there any aha moments today?
I don't know if there were any aha moments, but there were a number that came close. I think the most moving testimony to me was the Speaker of the House from Arizona. His name is Russ Bowers, a long time loyal Republican office holder. Talked about Ronald Reagan being his hero, said he voted for Donald Trump. But he said that the votes just did not end up in Mr. Trump's favor. And he said Joe Biden won the state. The election was conducted fairly, he said, and that the claims and the pressure that he was put under were quite, in his mind, very, very disturbing. He said he was inspired to fulfill what the Constitution requires. At one point, he said to the Trump people, "You're asking me to do something against my oath, and I will not break my oath." So you had a Republican who wanted Mr. Trump to win, saying that despite his personal feelings, the votes weren't there and he was not going to change things and go against the Constitution. And then you had similar comments made by people who we are more familiar with. The Secretary of State, also a Republican, Brad Raffensperger from Georgia. You may remember him from 2020. He came under Mr. Trump's very, very specific attack throughout that 2 month period after the election before January 6th. You may remember that famous phone call where President Trump tells him, "I only need X amount of votes. Get me those votes," which would basically flip the state to him from Joe Biden. And Raffensperger continued to say, as he said today, they aren't there. And he just basically did not buckle under the pressure, as did this Speaker of the House from Arizona. They just would not buckle under the pressure. At one point today, Raffensperger said, "Sometimes moments require you to stand up and take the shots." He was talking about situations where he was being basically delivered threats throughout. His wife was getting very, very obscene text messages. They were very disturbing to him. He said, "You just have to stand up to the pressure," and that's exactly what he did.
Wow. And also, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, apparently there was evidence produced, texts that apparently a staffer of Ron Johnson, Senator Johnson, attempted to deliver slates of fake Trump electors from Wisconsin and Michigan to then Vice President Mike Pence. This according to a text, and apparently the Pence aide responded via text, "Do not give that to him." And they show they projected these text messages up on the screen. A lot of listeners right now in Wisconsin. What else should people know about the implications for Senator Ron Johnson?
Well, I think that's still yet to be determined. There was just a snippet of that today. This may be something that the House Select Committee wants to explore more. There could be more witnesses talking about that. But obviously today the focus was on how these states, Wisconsin, one of them, Michigan, another one, you know the states, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, how these states had people in those states trying to pitch the Trump claim that no, it wasn't Joe Biden who won the election, it was President Trump who won the election, and that went against and continues to go against all the facts that we've received since November 2020. So Ron Johnson may come under a microscope a bit more as the hearing continues. There are two more hearings scheduled, one for Thursday, another one still not determined when that will take place. They could have more, but we think they're going to be stay with those six hearings.
Steve Futterman, CBS News. We appreciate the update. Thank you so much for what you do, Steve.
Great to be with you. Take care.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com